Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I still have a hard time grasping how you guys got two great scoring chances and a goal all in 13 seconds. How the heck did that happen?
Well, we just went forward with the puck right there. They had three across, which which we didn't know what they were going to do, but we were going to go north anyway with it. And it just was one of those wacky things that happened in the game of hockey.
We talked last time out about the number of times that you've given up goals after you've scored a goal. But I got to thinking after that series in Bowling Green that it's happened a lot too on the power play. To both teams, actually, you and your opponents, where a team goes on a power play and then within 15, 20 seconds, they take a penalty. Is that a concern of yours?
No, I have never thought about it, Schultze. So you brought up something I had no clue about. And, you know, it's one of those things that I really have never thought about.
How do you like your team 4-on-4?
It all depends on who you're playing. There's certain teams that, have a lot of talent, a lot of skill, and it doesn't necessarily mean they have more than yours, but there's some teams you just don't want to go 4-on-4 with. I just don't think you want to open up the ice sheet with some teams, and some teams you're not as concerned about it. So that goes, it all depends on who you're playing, I guess, Schultze.
You said after that series a couple of weeks ago it was one of the best weekends of hockey you've had in all your years of coaching. How much of that is the rivalry and the playoff history between these two schools and what the games mean because of all that?
Well, I think there's a lot of that, and I think it's where we were at last year. You know, where Bowling Green has been in our league. I mean, Bowling Green and Minnesota State, Mankato, those two teams, since the inception of the new WCHA, they've been the two strongest programs year in and year out. We've been right up there too, but those two, they've separated themselves a little bit, and we've had some great playoff competition against Bowling Green, but we've had some great games as well. And I think if you take a look at both programs as of late, we both have had a lot of success, and the games we've had have just been nail biters, and I think that creates a lot of excitement in the games.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Last week, Bowling Green won their 1,000th game all time. You guys did that in Omaha in 2012. What does the number 1,000 mean to you?
It means you've been around a while, and there's two things. You've been around a while, but you've also had some success. And, both programs, BG and us, we've had a lot of success. We've won a lot of hockey games over the years, and that's a testament to all the coaches before us and all the great players that have played in both programs.
Do you remember that series in Omaha?
Honestly, Schultze, not really. I couldn't tell you which. I didn't even know we won our 1,000th game there. We have a puck. Now that I'm thinking of it, we have a puck in our coach's room, but I've never really analyzed it.
I just remember that was a great weekend.
Yeah.
And you had some great games against Omaha, too. But one would think preparing for a team back-to-back times would be easy. But what are some of the challenges of the third and the fourth time in a row?
Well, I think you're going to see some different looks. I think that's probably the one thing. Things that we prepared our team for this weekend. I don't know if we're going to see and maybe vice versa. That's the one thing. So, but time will tell.
This was supposed to be your second weekend in a row at home. Instead, it's the first home games in almost a month and a half. This year, more than any other year, sleeping in your own bed's important, isn't it?
Well, it's nice, and mostly after that difficult road trip we had a couple of weeks ago, 8 or 9 day up to the Sioux and up to Bowling Green, which wasn't easy, and it is nice being home.
Minnesota State is ranked second. Bowling Green is fifth, and after this weekend, you'll have played those two teams a combined 7 times. How have your players and the staff and everyone kind of embraced that challenge?
Well, it's just that's the way the schedule played out, but we realize that, the schedule we've played so far is a very difficult schedule, and we're doing pretty darn good, but it's amazing when you take a look at our league this year. Our league's deep, and Schultze, I said that from the beginning of the season that it's going to be the best our league has ever been, and it's proving that. I mean, just take a look at you have a second and fifth ranked team, and Michigan Tech, they're a top 20 team. So yeah, it's a good league, and we've had a challenging schedule, and that's just going to make us a better hockey team.
Our player profile a few minutes ago with Zach Driscoll, goalies are rarely captains. But with everything that he's gone through, what kind of a leader is he in that locker room?
Oh, he's a great leader. He's a voice of reason. He works hard. He does things the right way. He has so much respect from the coaching staff, from the from